You are listening to Awaken the Goddess. Join me, Trinace, as I interview lightworkers who are bringing their gifts to the world for the upliftment of humanity. Listen to their inspiring stories of courage and dedication to follow their hearts and to manifest their dreams. Welcome to Awaken the Goddess. Today, our special guest is Deborah Colombaro, the very first person to take the test to become an ordained lightworker with Awaken the Healing Ministries. Deborah has been taking my belly dance classes for over 3 years now, and in that time, her life has changed drastically. Today, you will hear her story of transformation and the challenges that she has faced due to being exposed to this powerful information. It has helped to spark her awakening, challenging her to live her joy and to take her power back. Deborah is a registered nurse with over 20 years of nursing experience, specializing in surgical nursing. She is currently pursuing her passions and focusing on spiritual counseling and writing. Deborah is the mother of 4 boys whom she loves dearly, along with a wonderful, supportive husband. Her new love is belly dance, and her hobbies include drumming, hiking, painting, writing, and researching various topics. She is now the creator of the upcoming website and blog called Stepping Into Spirit. And upon completion of her site, you will be able to access it at stepintospirit.com. Deborah is passionate about helping others on their life's path and offering them assistance through coaching, spiritual healing, and counseling. To reach out to Deborah, please send your emails to stepintospirit@gmail.com. And now, without further ado, here's Debbie. Welcome to Awaken the Goddess, Debbie. We are so happy to have you here today.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yes, of course, of course. Well, as you all know, Debbie is our first ordained lightworker with Awaken the Healing Ministries. And because she made that jump and was the first one in to say, I am ready, then Spirit said, you have to interview her because other people need to hear Debbie's story. Let's first talk about how you got here in your journey. What sparked you to take a belly dance class?
It actually came out of the blue. I was relaxing after work, a hard day at work, and was unwinding, listening to music. And then all of a sudden, the idea to take belly dance popped into my head. And I laughed at first because it's so out of my character to take a dance class, let alone belly dance. And I wanted to disregard it at first, but something kept saying, you can't let this go. So I went and looked on the website and found Modern Belly Dance of Cleveland, and it was only 10 minutes from my house and on a Tuesday night. So it was absolutely perfect, and I had no excuse. So I went to my first class, and then I was hooked. And I've been dancing now for 3 years.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. How did life change for you once you started to dance?
I started gaining more confidence in myself. I'm normally a person that lives a lot in my head with mental and intellectual activities, and I wasn't very connected to my body. So as I noticed I started dancing, that connection, that mind and body connection started to come together. And I also, with dance, with the internal light meditation we do at the beginning of the class, along with the belly dance moves, I started noticing an energy starting to flow through me. And then I started noticing not only physical changes, but emotionally and spiritually. So dancing started to give me courage to command the space, my space in the world. And where I used to normally want to blend into the background, now, I mean, dance just gave me that confidence to just say, well, here I am. And it sparked new creative outlets. I started writing and designing jewelry and painting. Wow. Things that I didn't even know I had passions for. So it just started, the dance just started to spark a whole new me.
Started bringing something out of you. I love it. Now, you started class with me right after I started the podcast. So you were right at the beginning. What happened in your life after you began to listen to the show?
After I started listening to the show, I had major life changes started happening. I started to really dig deep into myself and started to see the world around me in a different perspective. I was really focusing on raising my vibrations And just looking through some of the lessons in the podcast and in the book, I started to see everything around me was my own creation. What I didn't want to look at that wasn't pretty was I had to have personal accountability for it. So as much as I created things I didn't like, I can create things I love. I wanted to have a life of joy and excitement.
Very good. Very good. So over the past 3 years, you've really been on a fast track spiritually. How has this affected those around you, your family and loved ones?
Well, to be honest, it drove them crazy at first because I was making so many changes that they didn't quite understand at first. But as they started to see that I was starting to step into my own happiness and my joy, it was almost contagious. And they started the little changes in their lives. My sister is one person I can say. I was leading by example. And so she was, started to read the book. Exactly. And she's made changes. So,
and now she's an ordained light worker.
I'm so proud of her.
We are so shocked. It happened so fast with her.
Yeah, just all of a sudden, like with her spark, it was like, boom, she was right. She's right there.
Yeah, she was ready. So what about with your relationship with your husband? Because that's your closest mirror. What did you see there when you started to move into your changes, listening to the podcast, dancing, and you started realizing you needed to do something different spiritually to help yourself evolve?
Honestly, our relationship became a deeper understanding with each other. At first, I know I made him nervous because I went ahead and I left my career of over 20 years. And so I know he was a little nervous about that, but he was always very supportive. And we've always had a very strong friendship. And with the changes I was making and his support, it just deepened that friendship even. It made it even stronger.
Good. People want to know because they're going to go through that. What I get a lot is that people contact me and say, this is something I really want to do. And sometimes it creates a problem within the relationship they're in because their significant other doesn't know them as being that person. Mm-hmm. They didn't meet them as that person. But when you stick it out and you just go ahead and do what feels good to you, what you'll find is that your significant other will either come along because they will actually see that it's good, it's something that makes you happy. And then before you know it, they're studying, they're reading, they're doing the internal light meditation. And that's how it flows out and affects your family and your children and everybody else around you. So don't allow the initial friction, if it creates a friction within your relationship, don't allow that to stop you from following your path. That's what I want to encourage people. And Debbie is a great example of that because I'm so proud of her. She's just been headstrong and moving forward on our path. So you quit your nursing job and you've been nursing for over 20 years. So why did you feel a conflict about what you were doing once you came into this awareness?
I loved nursing. I still do. I love caring for people and taking care of other people. But as I furthered my spiritual journey, some things weren't resonating with me any longer. I worked in surgery most of my career. And so I started to see, could we have gotten this patient maybe before this had to be removed or reconstructed, even on a more spiritual level? And right now, I know the mind-body connection is the buzzword, but I didn't see that really implemented at the bedside. So it's my journey.
Right.
It's just that I know I feel called. I have to work more on the spiritual level with people than on the more physical level.
Right, to keep them from getting there.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, do you feel like your life has a greater purpose now and that you have something else to fulfill in your life?
Yeah, absolutely. I've always known that I was to heal people somehow in this life, but as I've been on this journey, I've realized it's more on a spirit, on the spiritual teaching and healing level, because if you can heal yourself on the spiritual level, then you've healed yourself on the physical level.
Exactly.
So, and also I really believe that everyone heals themselves. We're here to just help each other along the way.
Exactly. Remind one another.
Right.
And
absolutely.
Then it's your choice whether you want to do it or not. That's correct. Now, how does it feel to be our first ordained light worker with Awaken the Healing Ministries? Because you led the pack.
Well, I'm so honored and I'm so excited about this new adventure we're all going on with this.
Good, good.
This ministry.
Good. What do you look forward to learning?
Everything. You know me. I love to learn everything because everything has a spiritual component to it.
Exactly.
I mean, if you want to talk sciences, there's a spiritual component to it.
What area do you plan to work in for your light ministry?
There's two areas that I really feel guided to work in, and it's working with other nurses and healthcare workers because they're on the front lines and they're doing such a great job taking care of people. But I've lived it, and I know we're usually the last people taking care of ourselves.
Yeah.
So I really want to help, you know, spiritually reinforce people so that they can keep doing the wonderful jobs that they're doing.
That's
And I also have a special place in my heart for parents with children with disabilities.
Yeah.
Again, they're doing an excellent job and they're given a lot on their shoulders and they need tender, loving care just like the healthcare workers do too.
That's beautiful. That's so needed. All of that. That's why No Spirit has us doing this, because each one of my ordained light workers has a passion in a certain area. And it's so exciting to talk to you all and hear what it is that you plan to work within, what area in life for your light ministry, because everybody is different. And something has touched everyone's heart. And everything is needed out here in this world. So we need light workers like crazy. Mm-hmm. And we need light workers that are really doing the internal work, really purging and purifying and raising their own vibration before they go out and attempt to help others. Work with yourself first, and then you'll find that you have the joy, you have the excitement, you have the zest and zeal in life to help others. Because when you're happy, you want other people to be happy. Let's work on us first. And that's why I love this. Let's get the inside together, and then let's go out there and help the world. It just has to start with you first. So you've been on your journey, and I just love, I've seen so much growth in Debbie. She's just transforming daily, and I'm so proud of her. So how does it feel to be on this new journey, Deb?
It's so exciting. The possibilities are limitless, and I just want to keep growing and shining my light in the world and helping other people shine their light. Because we're all in this together.
Exactly.
And it's all about love and sharing it with each other.
Yes. And healing.
And healing. Yes.
Yes. So you have a great love for reading and researching. And now you have combined them and turned that love into a website where people can come and find out about transformational materials that you think would be helpful. What is the name of the site you're building right now?
Well, the name of the site is Stepping Into Spirit, and I'm hoping to get my domain name, and it should be stepintospirit.com.
Okay.
And it's under construction, and it should be up very soon.
Very good. I'm so proud. Now, this is a lady that's scared to death of technology, people.
Oh, yes.
So here we go again, transformational changes. And stretching and moving into those uncomfortable areas outside of your comfort zone. I love it. But she's doing it. She's doing it because she wants to do it. But it's just scary. So I've been helping her.
Yes. Thank you. And I appreciate it.
What's my new name, Deb?
Oh, I call her Taffy Puller. I feel like I'm this clunk of taffy, and Sharnace just keeps pulling me and pulling me and pulling me. But that's where all the growth happens, when you're pulled outside of your little box you put yourself into.
Yeah. And I might be pulling her, you all, but she's ready. She's ready in every area. She's just the best, honest to God. I love Deb. So now that you're building that wonderful website that I can't wait for it to be ready, tell us why you felt the need to create that space for those who are on their spiritual journey.
Well, you and I have had a conversation about it before, is how I love to read books, and mostly spiritual self-help books. I just love that material. And I find myself either reading the same stuff repeated over and over again, or books that just I can't even get through because I'm not getting any information out of it. So I'm hoping to have my site be able to guide people to books that have what I call gems of information. There's actually information that you can actually put into your life implement it and actually see a difference. So I'm also hoping not only books, but even if it's a I love documentaries and other kind of media and resources that I find that in my life have been helpful and have helped change my life. So maybe that can help somebody on their journey too.
Exactly. Wonderful. I think it's so needed. It's great to have other options to be able to go to. So I really look forward to that being done. Now, how do you feel the podcast and the book Doors of Light helped you on your spiritual journey?
It skyrocketed my spiritual growth. Doors of Light and the podcast put me on a completely different level of my journey. The book and the podcast, both of them, you get directly to the point. You explained the concepts in such a way that I not only understood them, I was able to implement them in my life. And when I started, for example, the Dr. Emoto, when you did the Dr. Emoto podcast, that one just still sticks with me about the water crystals. Mm-hmm. So every time I have that in the back of my mind, so when I start finding myself thinking negative thoughts and saying words that are not positive, I think about those water crystals. And I want to have beautiful snowflake water crystals going through my body and going out into this universe. Yes. So those, just that little thing, and I can give you tons of examples of all the things in the podcast that I've been able to put into my life. And from those concepts, I've been able to just really expand my life. The art of allowing, that's a big thing I've been really working on, is that, okay, I've asked for this in the universe and I've wanted this, but yet why can't I allow this? I had to just get out of my own way and just let it flow through.
Exactly.
And I'll say the podcast and the book, I've read them several times, listened to the podcast over and over again. But I can take the book at any moment, pick out a page, and it's exactly what I needed to hear to reinforce something. Or the podcast, I listen to it, and then I hear something totally different. And I learn on a different, deeper level. And too, with the book, the information is just, it's written so clearly and understandable, but it's almost like it absorbs into you. Mm-hmm. It's absorbed into you. It's not just bouncing around in my head. It's just the concept. It just like becomes, those things actually just felt like they're just real and tangible.
Well, you definitely have been on your post, and you've been studying and reading and listening to the podcast for a long time. So people who are first time listeners to the show today, hearing your testimony about how it has changed your life, that was the entire reason why I created it. More than anything, they were created, both the book and this podcast, to be self-empowerment tools. So what advice do you have, Debbie, for our audience, for those that are on their own spiritual journey?
Just do you. Meaning that what works for one person on their spiritual journey may not be the right one for you. We're all learning different things at different paces. And you have to just go with what feels, like you said, good. And if it resonates with you. It's not always easy. Sometimes you have to step out on a limb and put yourself in an uncomfortable situation, but that's where the true growth goes.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, and also expect miracles, because they do happen. Mm-hmm. I'm right here. I'm sitting here.
And
right?
You had a goal. What was your goal?
When you first talked about having Awaken the Goddess to do this podcast, I'm like, I'm going to be on that show. I don't know how I'm going to be on that show, but I'm going to be on that show, because I didn't have a business. I didn't have a book. I didn't have really anything I could really come up here and discuss. But then all of a sudden, I became the ordained light worker, and here I am today. So always expect the unexpected, and just live in your own truth, your own true you, because you are one and only, and you're unique, and we all need you.
Yes, we do. Thank you, Debbie, for being on the show today. I love you so much.
Thank you. I love you too.
I'm so proud of you. Thank you for listening to this episode of Awaken the Goddess. For more information on our guest today, please visit us at awakenthehealing.com or follow us on Instagram at awakenthehealing, on Twitter at awakenforlife, and on Facebook at awakenthehealing. Please subscribe to our podcast to receive alerts of new episodes. We look forward to sharing more stories of transformation with you in our next episode of Awaken the Goddess.